Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top experts on speech and interpersonal communications in the world, probably in the galaxy. She's the president of Ruth Sherman Associates, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, a book I've committed to memory, and she's our good friend. Ruth Sherman, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. What's on your mind today? What you got going on?
Oh, my goodness, Jim. I've been talking a lot about storytelling, both in business and in politics. Yeah, stories. How stories make messaging come alive.
Stories are our future. And from a business standpoint, Ruth, one of the things I've been telling my audience now, and I've learned this at the feet, at the knee of some people, some prophets that I know in the marketplace, and that is that the future of our business relationships with customers is going to depend upon stories, and that means every business has to become essentially a publisher. What do you think?
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you, because what we have to do is be able to present ourselves and tell our customers and our clients about ourselves and about how we help them, excuse me, in a way that they can sit there and say, he gets me, mm-hmm. or she gets me, and mm-hmm. gets my problems. And right now, and this is a long-time problem, this is not anything that's new, it doesn't happen that way.
That's
right. It doesn't happen that way. So the people that learn to do this will be way ahead of the game.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is everybody, if you said to any business owner, would you agree that one of the biggest challenges you have is how to get through the clutter? Everybody would nod their head in agreement, right?
Correct.
You're not going to get through the clutter from today forward just by doing, you know, more of the same. The things that cut through the clutter today and tomorrow are going to be stories, not marketing messages, not cliches, not slogans, et cetera. It's going to be stories. And I think that's true for nobody more than it is for small business.
It's absolutely true. If anybody who has something, who is in business in any form, has to be able to tell stories about how they help people. They have to be able to drive it home and make their clients and customers feel that as if they know what they're going through.
Give us an example.
If they understand it.
When you think of stories, give us an example of what you mean.
I was working with a CEO just recently, a CEO of a very big financial services company, and he had to go out and give a talk. And his opening was the usual thank you and welcome and, you know, I'm honored and all of that. And I said, no, don't do that. Tell us why you get up in the morning. Why have you come to this job for the last 35 years? What is it about this business that makes your heart sing? What is it about your customers that has you going and wanting to improve the services that you deliver to them every day? It's not about the stock price. It's not about...
Right.
It isn't. You don't stay in business that long and reach that echelon.
And the only amount of self-reference that's allowed is if it's a connector from one story about a customer or your customers to the next story about a customer. you get to be there. You get to say I did this and we did that, but not very long. The rest of you got to get real quick to things that are not self-referential, because stories just about yourself they're not as interesting to folks.
That's exactly right. So what he did was, and it was quite interesting, he started off with talking about how he went to an accidental interview. Well, it wasn't an accidental interview. It was a practice interview. And he hadn't planned to be in that business, mm-hmm. but he liked the business, and he ended up being at a very low level of that particular, the customer level,
mm-hmm.
But a sales level for a very long time, 16 years, so he really got to know customers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, he's the CEO, and what he said was, I learned to serve customers whatever their age group, whether they were in their 20s and they had this particular financial issue, all the
right.
way to their 60s, and now they're worrying about retirement.
Right.
Do I have enough money? That was the lot, you know, am I going to be able to, will I outlive my money?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the key phrase. That mm-hmm. was the key phrase, because it's something that everybody asks.
Mm-hmm.
So we came to that. And the way you come to that, Jim, is by having conversations with your spouse, with your, with other adults, in casual circumstances, about who you are and again, what makes your heart sing.
And this is the kind of stuff that when you know, in my work that I've been doing for a while now, and what I call the age of the customer,
mm-hmm.
There's a term that I've used, and I'm not sure I've talked to you about it, Ruth. I call it the moment of relevance. The
okay.
moment of relevance is when a customer has the ability to look at you, to check you out online before you even know they exist. And whatever you see, they see there, there's a moment of relevance where they say go or no go.
That's
and I
right.
and I think that moment of relevance is going to be ticked over to the go side more if they see something that's interesting to them, not just it's not necessarily more stuff or a new discount or whatever. People want those things, but they expect that. That's a minimum expectation. What they might not be expecting is for you to tell them something about yourself and your relationship with customers or something like that that they didn't expect.
That's correct. And another way to do that these days, Jim, and you and I have talked about this in the past, is video. That is very,
Absolutely.
Very big, especially with small businesses. So.
Very powerful.
Yeah, and, very powerful.
And people don't expect you to be Cecil B. DeMille, right? I mean, they don't expect this to be MGM stuff. They want to see the humanity, don't they?
They want to see the humanity. They want to see you tear down the walls. TDTW is what we call it. And, bring them in a little bit. It doesn't have to be intimate. It shouldn't be intimate. But what it should be is some type of self-disclosure that lets them think, oh, she's like me. She
mm-hmm.
understands me. And it's about connection
yep.
and not perfection.
That's right. That's
so forget about the production values.
That's
you know,
the humanity
most,
part.
Right. For most people, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't ramp it up eventually, but get started. Get going.
Well, and shorter and more often is better than longer and perfect. And less
That's
often.
Right.
Ruth, give us your website, please.
It's RuthSherman.com, Jim.
Check it out. The book is Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Ruth Sherman and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Wrapped in golden chains, and I wonder, still I wonder, who's out there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.